A decision to exempt Florida from a federal plan opening more waters to oil and gas exploration is not final. And supporters and opponents were out Thursday for the federal government's first and only public hearing on its proposed five-year plan. I'm Lynn Hatter. Confusion arose in January when, after a brief meeting, both U.S. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke and Florida Governor Rick Scott declared Florida would be off the table. That was contradicted shortly after by the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, which held its first and only public Florida hearing Thursday in Tallahassee. The meeting drew scores of environmentalists, like the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy's Susan Glickman.
As been said before, we are in a tourism-based economy. It would crush us, and those of us that lived through the Deepwater Horizon saw what it did to our communities.
That 2010 oil spill was the worst in U.S. history. The hearing also drew support from groups who want to see the process play out, yet there is a point of agreement. Neither side fully believes Florida is off the table for offshore energy exploration. For WFSU News, I'm Len Hatter.